And as the Obama administration pushes for new, tougher sanctions against Iran and its nuclear program, another country, Turkey, seems to have other ideas. It's been voicing opposition to sanctions and any possible military strike of Iran. Turkey has been steadily taking a more independent position and is now seen as an important part of the Iran nuclear story. NPR's Peter Kenyon recently traveled to Istanbul and sent this report.
When Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu returned from Tehran, he didn't sound much like a conciliator. He was flatly opposed to a new round of UN sanctions, which is the focus of the Obama administration. Barçın Yananç, an editor with the center-right Hürriyet Daily News and Economic Review, says while Turkey has long favored diplomatic outreach over punitive measures, lately Turkish leaders have practically been voicing Iran's own arguments against sanctions.
Well, in the past, Turkey used to be much more in alliance with the United States and the European Union. Nowadays, we see it has the self-confidence of saying, no, I'm not going to go and take the same line with the superpower because I've got too much at stake. And Turkey believes that it can play a role where it can find the middle way.
At the same time, Turkey's insistence that more can be done diplomatically, short of sanctions and well short of a military strike, is colliding with a growing impatience in Washington and elsewhere. Analysts have compared Turkey's new policy with walking a tightrope in high political winds.
We like tightropes in this country.
İlter Türkmen, a former ambassador and retired member of Turkey's diplomatic corps, says Turkey's antipathy to sanctions and its push for engagement with Tehran come from the historical ties between two countries that share a long border, one that has remained unchanged for centuries. Even so, he doubts Turkey would be the lone holdout against sanctions if it comes to a vote at the UN Security Council.
Well, of course, if China is also persuaded to support the sanctions, and if Turkey votes differently from the US and UK and France, this might create a problem. I think that this issue is the most critical issue at this juncture between Turkey and the United States.
The Christian Science Monitor Scott Peterson, who has covered Iran for years and is the author of a forthcoming book about Iran, says part of Turkey's new strategy has involved ratcheting up its criticism of Israeli policies. That, he says, has enhanced Turkey's street credibility among Arab states and Iran and sharpened the notion that Ankara can be a centrist mediator, which in their eyes means a mediator who's not suspected of doing Israel's bidding.
Well, the beautiful role that Turkey might be able to play, the thing that it could do, is it could actually help both sides to achieve some kind of a deal while also enabling both of them to save face. In other words, Turkey really can be that kind of a mediator.
On the other hand, some wonder how far the Iranians are willing to go toward finding a compromise on the nuclear issue, no matter how hard Turkey struggles to be part of a solution. Hugh Pope with the International Crisis Group in Istanbul says Turkey clearly does not want a nuclear-armed Iran and is not convinced by Tehran's claims that its program is strictly peaceful.
Some senior Turkish officials have said that they do believe that Iran wants to make a bomb, but they also have drawn another conclusion that there's nobody in this world who can stop that if the Iranians want to do it. A military intervention might delay this by a couple of years, according to some people, but it's not going to stop it. The same thing goes for sanctions. As we saw with Iraq, sanctions only keep hardline regimes in power, usually, and Turkey's seen that before.
The question is, can Turkey, the master salesman down through the ages, now sell a peaceful alternative to the U.S. and Iran, two countries whose views of each other are still colored by anger over past grievances? Peter Kenyon, NPR News.